Welcome to Braided, helping you balance tradition in an untraditional world. This is a show where we gather and talk about all things faith, family, and business. I'm so glad you joined us. Good morning, good morning, good morning, ladies. Okay, so I am actually coming at you guys from our dining room table or coffee table. You guys should see our house. There was literally nowhere for me to do this video because my office is still in disarray. We had a special guest in for Thanksgiving holiday. And so we turned my office into a complete guest room with bed and all. And so that's not suitable right now as an office, but it will be soon again. But our home right now is we're trying to switch out Thanksgiving and Christmas, and it's a mess. It is a mess. But even right now, my computer and my mic, we're actually on a puzzle, a Christmas puzzle Darren and I started. And so I'm hoping I didn't ruin any pieces that we put together, but I had nowhere else to go. So here I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy day one of Advent season. I am so excited to be here with you guys. As some of y'all might know or remember from one of my previous videos, I am off social media right now in a social term, I guess you could say. Like I still have to get on a Messenger for clients and whatnot. However, I say that because I see a Facebook user just said, "Hi, Chrissy." And because I'm not going to be on social media, I can't see who that is. So if you log on and say hello, please tell me your name because StreamYard, the platform that I use to stream into the group, doesn't always tell me your name. So let me know who you are so I can say hello back. I'm excited to be here with you guys. This is such a special time, and I already feel just the beauty of this season, and I hope that you are too. I hope that you are taking some time to... Hi, Linda. Oh, sweet friend. I love you. We need to go grab coffee soon. I'm already feeling the magic and the beauty and just the restoration of Christ in my life, and just... I just feel like there's been so much time that I've needed to be with him. And so I'm excited to continue that into the Advent season. And so I'm excited to be here with y'all. We are studying Prepare Him Room. And I don't know if any of y'all found the book. Let me know where you found it because I could not find it anywhere in town. I tried to order it from Amazon and another Christian bookstore that I like to order from. That the Christian bookstore was out of it. And then Amazon wouldn't get it to me until the end of December. So we don't have Prime. So that could have been why. we canceled our Prime back when a lot of the world nonsense started going down. So I'm sure some of y'all are with me on that. Okay, so I'm just going to dive in and please comment, please be a part of this. And actually, I want to start us off in prayer. So let's pray. Lord, we just come together and we just thank you so much for this season. We thank you so much for the opportunity to just love you, to praise you, to worship you, and to be with you, Lord. This time of year and this season and what it represents is so special to so many of us and way more than just Christmas lights and Christmas trees and presents and gathering. It's about our Savior, Lord. And so I pray that every woman who listens to this, Lord, that they remember that Jesus is what we're really celebrating. All of the hustle and bustle of the season can get overwhelming, Lord. And so I pray for every woman here that is already struggling with the overwhelm, that's already struggling with the busyness, Lord, and that you will just impress on their hearts. It is about Jesus. And yes, we want to have a beautiful season. And sometimes that takes hard work, especially for those who have children. We want to make that a special time for our children. And so I just pray, Lord, that every woman, every parent, every mom and dad will just really try to impress that on their children also. And that, yes, they can have fun. However, the most important thing is Jesus. And so as we study and gather this Advent season, Lord, I ask every woman to lay down their busyness, lay down their stress, their anxiety, Lord, lay down their idols, Lord, to lay down their idols completely and fully at the feet of the cross, Lord, and that they will leave them there, Lord, that they will stop idolizing things that are not you, Lord, that they will stop putting things above you, Lord, Jehovah, that they know who the true Jehovah is, Lord, that they will know you by name, and that they will only have Jehovah as their God, not anything else, not things that don't represent you, Lord, just nothing. Nothing, Lord, even things that do represent you, Lord. Sometimes we can even tend to idolize things that aren't bad, that are good and that are of you, but they aren't you, Lord. And so I pray for every woman to set that down and to only honor you, to only idolize you, to only live for you, Lord. We ask that this Advent season opens a new door and a new level of being your godly daughter, Lord. So we thank you in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so let's see. I can get by December 10th if you need it, Linda. Oh, no, that's okay, Linda. I actually have it on my Kindle. So I guess for me, if I could get it in the next few days here in a local store, that would be great. I'll already be into my Kindle by then. So thank you so much, though. I really do appreciate that. It's crazy how it's been so hard to get this Advent book, which honestly, when I realized that it was like a struggle to get it, it made me want it in even more. So because I'm like, okay, the enemy's trying to keep this from us. I'm getting that book. because I had such a great feeling when I, like, this was the first book I saw. But I was like, well, I don't want to pick it. I want to look for other studies and pray on it. I prayed for like a week on it. I wasn't sure exactly which study I wanted to get. And I just, my heart, my spirit just kept saying this one. So I'm expecting great things from this book, y'all. Okay. So I'm going to go on ahead and read the introduction. Prepare to make ready, to make necessary adjustments, to position yourself to receive your King and to receive his blessing. Okay. Just wanted to make sure audio was working. Christmas is a time of great joy, expectancy, and celebration. Yet all too often, we lose ourselves in holiday preparations and miss the sacredness of the season. Why does it matter? Because it's this holiday on which we honor the birth of our Savior. It's this time of year when people are most open to the things of God. And it's precisely this season when Christians most often lose sight of what's available to them in Christ Jesus. That's really interesting, you guys, isn't it? How for the unbeliever, Christmas can be a time of openness to the Lord and to who he is. But for Christians, it can be a time where we kind of forget and we get caught up in, you know, in the busyness and the hustle and the bustle. And I think that's because as Christians, sometimes we get comfortable and well, we believe in him already. We're good. You know, we get comfortable in our walk. And so that's, for me, that's pretty much exactly one of the reasons why I wanted to remove myself from social media, aside from work, is because I don't want to be stagnant in this season. I want to like full force be all in about the Lord. So we are people created in God's image. We have access to his presence and his promises. So why all the strain and stress? Dare we ask ourselves with honestly matters most to you, to us this season? God invites us to push away the clutter, turn down the noise, and offer him the sacred space in our lives so that the King of Glory may enter, take up residence, and radically change us from the inside out. We can race through the holiday season more stressed than blessed, or we can slow down, ponder the reality of Christ within us, and respond to his miraculous work within us. Change your focus, determine your pace, adjust your priorities, and this could be your most life-giving holiday season. Whether you already walk intimately with Jesus or you see him more like a distant relative, do know he's very near and that he came to redeem every aspect of who you are. The Gospel of Luke offers us a detailed account of Jesus' birth, life, death, and ultimate resurrection. Jesus' life will transform ours if we let him. Journey with me through this amazing gospel. Let's prepare our hearts to encounter Jesus in a fresh, compelling, and life-changing way. Let earth receive his King. With breathless expectancy, Susie Larson. Day one, embrace expectancy. Today's reading, Luke 1. Other passages to ponder. But if we look forward to something we don't yet have, we must wait patiently and confidently. Romans 8:25. In the morning, O Eternal One, listen for my voice. In the day's first light, I will offer my prayer to you and watch expectantly for your answer. Psalm 5:3. The message of Christmas is not about manufacturing sentimental feelings in vain, hopes of a miracle. It's about believing the reality that God has birthed something new in Jesus, and because of this, God will birth something new in you and in me. And that newness is breaking out still today in the hearts of God's people amidst a broken world, Daniel Darling. Something new. When it comes to the lives and hearts of God's people, God is always up to something new. Though we love to look for signs or subtle shifts in circumstance, though it's such a gift to sense God's presence and receive insight from his word, he's working even when we can't see him, feel him, or sense him. He's always working, continually listening to our prayers and faithfully interceding for us, orchestrating circumstances that, when displayed in all their fullness, will reveal God's fatherly heart for his children, will unveil his meticulous attention to detail, and will leave us breathless. All of heaven is for us. Imagine what joy when the breakthrough finally comes. What a blessing when he reminds us that he keeps his promises. Yet how do we navigate before the breakthrough comes? What are we to do with our disappointments? How are we to frame our heartbreaks in light of God's promises? Righteous and barren, honorable and heartbroken. It's hard to put such words together. Zechariah and Elizabeth were righteous in God's eyes, careful to obey all of the Lord's commandments and regulations. They had no children because Elizabeth was unable to conceive and they were both very old. What happens in your heart when God doesn't give you what you want? Do you loosen your grip on what you know to be true? Do you wander from the very things that keep your soul free and whole? Especially at Christmas time, we tend to gravitate towards indulgence because we prefer to feel a surface level of happiness rather than to acknowledge the pain buried beneath the surface. But the loving voice of our Savior beckons us back to honesty so he can lead us to a better place of hopeful expectancy. He never overlooks our prayers or underestimates our worth. He delights in every detail of our lives. Confident hope is our birthright when we belong to him. Elizabeth and Zechariah were people of depth and conviction. They honored God with their lives, and even though it seemed he hadn't heard their prayer. But then one day, their story took a turn, and as it happened, don't you just love that phrase? I would like to study every as it happened moment in scripture. I wonder if I'd find stories of God's people faithfully tending to their God-given duties, unsuspecting of the sudden shift in the spiritual atmosphere. God ordained it one day for Zechariah to enter the temple to offer sacrifices. I'm not sure what Zechariah expected, but I think it's safe to say he was not at all prepared for what was about to happen. Zechariah was alone, and then he wasn't. Right before his eyes, an angel of the Lord visibly appeared and spoke audibly to Zechariah. Not a dream or a vision, this happened. Try to imagine Zechariah's response. His cheeks flushed, his heart raced, and he forgot to breathe. Zechariah was shaken to his core and overwhelmed with fear. Think about it. Even though Zechariah righteously loved and honored God, he was speechless when God finally moved miraculously in his life. I wish I could have overheard Zechariah's prayers when he wasn't at the temple. Could have seen him, how he turned his eyes upward from time to time. Zechariah kept his heart engaged with the things of God. That's a big deal when your story hasn't turned out as you'd hope. I'm going to check audio, guys, because my audio, I keep hitting the coffee table. Okay. While Zechariah was in the sanctuary, an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing to the right of the incense altar. Zechariah was shaken and overwhelmed with fear when he saw him. But the angel said, "Don't be afraid, Zechariah. God has heard your prayer. Your wife Elizabeth will give you a son, and you are to name him John. You will have a great joy and gladness and will rejoice at his birth." Luke 1:11-14. The angel Gabriel not only announced the promise that this dear couple would have a son, but that this boy would be great in the eyes of God, filled with the Holy Spirit even before his birth. Marked by the Spirit and power of Elijah, John would prepare the way for the coming of the Lord. John's holy influence would turn the hearts of fathers to their children. Imagine his humble, holy presence on the earth would cause the rebellious to accept the wisdom of the godly. Even though God delays, he delivers. The Lord then sent Gabriel on another assignment to Nazareth. Gabriel appeared before Mary and called her highly favored of God. He announced that she would give birth to a son, the Son of the Most High God. The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. What's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. People used to say she was barren, but she conceived a son and is now in her 6th month. For the word of God will never fail." Luke 1:35-37. People used to say Elizabeth was barren, but no more. Do you believe God is capable of changing the narrative of your story? Can you embrace the idea that he wants to do such a thing for you? What if you engaged your faith this Advent season, decided to believe for the impossible, prioritize things you know are necessary, and what if you dared to lift your request before the Lord? Are you ready to dream again? It's time for expectancy to make a comeback. Step out of the hustle and bustle of the season. Find a quiet place to rest and reflect. What comes to the surface for you? How have your delays impacted you? Are you mad, sad, expectant, and glad? Most of us tend to loosen our grip when we lose heart. Yet this is precisely the time to lean in and engage your faith and dare to believe once more. It takes great maturity to embrace holy contentment and holy expectancy simultaneously. Great things happen in the heart of the one who holds fast to faith, peace, and gratitude, all mixed with an essential dose of expectant hope. Though God often answers our prayers in ways different than we ever expect, he will answer. He is Emmanuel. God is with you. Go about your daily duties with a renewed awareness of God's presence. Be joyful and thankful. Embrace expectancy. And when God moves in and upon your circumstances, dare to pray what Mary prayed. Mary responded, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true." Luke 1:38. Prepare him room. "Lord, I am your servant. May everything you said about me come true. May everything you want for me become my reality. Show me my self-limiting thoughts. Reveal to me my own God-limiting beliefs. Nothing is too complicated for you. I don't want a rat race holiday. I want to be present with you this Christmas season. I will look for you, Jehovah. I'll listen to you, Jehovah. I'll live with expectancy because of you. O come, thou long expectant Savior, my soul waits for you. Amen. Fast from impatience and discontentment. Pursue God until you come to a place of holy contentment mixed with holy expectancy. His grace abounds for you here. So I think that is a beautiful day one, and it's a beautiful place to remind us also to expect him to come into this season. Expect him to be a part of your season, but you can't only expect it, but you have to receive it and you have to make room for it. So are there things in your days, in your weeks that you need to cut out in order to make room for him? Because there, sometimes we fill ourselves with busyness. We fill ourselves with activities, with social media. I mean, we'll fill our whole day in our life that there's no room for him. And so that's why I like to start the day with that silent prayer that I talk so often about, where I just sit in silence with him and I receive him and I really just submit it all to him before I start my day. Because I can feel the days that I don't do that, where I just kind of wake up in a hurry, I have things to do, I start rushing, that day ends up being just kind of a poopy day because I didn't receive his presence before I started my busy day. And so just remember that during this season, be expectant of him to come in. Teach your children that. Teach your children more about Jesus and making the space for him in our lives and expecting his presence, not anything else. Not, you know, she mentioned in here, to not necessarily be praying for some, you know, to be praying or expecting something, you know what I mean? But just expecting his presence in your life, receiving and allowing the Holy Spirit to come into your life. And teach your children that, ladies. Don't just teach them about gifts or what do you want from Santa, you know, or let's go to the Nutcracker, which, by the way, I love the Nutcracker. I mean, it's okay to have fun and enjoy the season. I think that we should expect joy and fun and, you know, in gathering with family. I don't think any of that's wrong. I'm not saying don't do that. What I'm saying is to just focus on what the season truly represents. And it is Jesus. It's the birth of our Savior. So I hope that blesses y'all today. And I will be here tomorrow for day two. And I hope that y'all have an awesome, awesome, awesome day. To December 1. Go out and enjoy it, ladies. Thank you for tuning into this episode. Please visit us at www.braided.faith and find us on all social media platforms under Crystal Addis or Braided Faith. We look forward to connecting with you.